Shalom, אנחנו בשיעור בנושא אמונה.
A lesson on the topic of faith above reason. We're going to be studying select excerpts from the source materials. We're on excerpt number 38. You can find our study materials on our site, or you can find it on the Arvut system up on the study material button. You can also send their questions, select questions about the topic of the lesson will be aired during the lesson. Faith above reason, Rav, please.
We are again and again, as it writes, the opening for those who knock for repentance. We reach a state where we begin to feel that the power of faith, the power of bestowal, of our devotion is what determines our attitude to the friends and the Creator. From each and every one towards the friends and the Creator. And so in this tendency, in this bestowing or faith, we will feel that the approach is not just a bit different than what we had before, but the change in the attitude from drawing to myself in my egoistic vessel or wanting to tend to everyone in my altruistic vessel, that provides me with a different observation, a different perspective of the world on all of reality. And I feel myself and all of reality, the friends and everyone else, in a completely different way. That we all belong to a single vessel, to a single connection. And this way, we advance towards being together with the Creator as well. So all of us are together, and we're together with the Creator, and this state of the final correction is right in front of us. And we just need to make some more efforts back and forth as we go in and out, getting closer between us as much as we can, each of us and all of us together. That is called knocking for repentance. So that ultimately we come to a state where the connection between us and the Creator becomes constant. For now, let's continue. In every excerpt, every word of the Kabbalists, everything we have between us, in the connection between us, let's begin to identify the tendency to connect between us and the Creator. Go ahead.
Excerpt number 38 in the document of Faith Above Reason. Rabash says, the evil inclination in his body has the power not to let him believe in the Creator above reason by taking out every flavor. Whenever he begins to approach something spiritual, he feels that everything is dry without any moisture of life. When a person begins his work, he was told, and he believed that he was told, that the Torah is a Torah of life. As it is written, for they are your life and the length of your days. And as it is written, more desirable than gold, than much fine gold, and sweeter than honey and the honeycomb. But when one considers this and sees that the evil inclination is to blame for everything, and strongly feels the bad that it is causing him, then he feels on himself what is written, many are the afflictions of the righteous. That is, that verse was said about him. At that time he looks at what the verse says afterwards, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. At that time he begins to cry out to the Creator to help him, because he has already done everything that he could think of doing, but nothing helped. And he thinks that everything that you find within your power to do, that do, was said about him. At that time comes the time of salvation, the salvation of the Creator, delivering him from the evil inclination. To the extent that from this day forth, the evil inclination will surrender before him and will not be able to incite him into any transgression.
Maybe again.
Again, excerpt number 38. The evil inclination in his body has the power not to let him believe in the Creator above reason, by taking out every flavor. Whenever he begins to approach something spiritual, he feels that everything is dry, without any moisture of life. And since a person began his work and was told, and he believes what he was told, that the Torah is a Torah of life, as it is written, for they are your life and the length of your days, and as it is written, more desirable than gold, than much fine gold, and sweeter than honey and the honeycomb. But when one considers this and sees that the evil inclination is to blame for everything, and he strongly feels the bad that it is causing him, then he feels on himself what is written, many are the afflictions of the righteous. That is, that verse was said about him. At that time, he looks at what the verse says afterwards. But the Lord delivers him out of them all. At that time, he begins to cry out to the Creator to help him, because he has already done everything that he could think of doing, but nothing helped. And he thinks that everything that you find within your power to do, that do, was said about him. At that time comes the time of salvation, the salvation of the Creator delivering him from the evil inclination. To the extent that from this day forth, the evil inclination will surrender before him and will not be able to incite him into any transgression.
That from this day, this moment onwards, he can be in a struggle, even though he continues the struggle with the evil inclination, but he already has the power to be able to defeat it, and in each and every state, to try to pray, to ask, to demand, and do so that the good inclination will triumph. All right, if there are no questions, we'll continue. We have Merkaz 1. Go ahead.
What is the stage where a person feels that it says that it's talking about him?
Didn't understand.
He talks about a state in which a person, the many afflictions that a wretched sees, he talks about him. What's that stage? What does that define? What is that characteristic of that state?
That he is facing what is called accepting the burden of the kingdom of heaven. Yeah.
It takes a long time before a person starts to feel that stage.
Right, the main thing is the first degree. It's the most difficult, it's important, and thing is, the person has to do scrutinies here, even though he doesn't know he's doing that, with regards to many states at the root of his soul, and for each and every state, he basically needs to overcome, and even if he doesn't always understand that he needs to overcome, because his work is in darkness and lack of consciousness, but he still advances. Most importantly, to give greater importance to the group, the connection, the ten, everything that belongs to advancing towards the Creator. And also imagining to himself that he is, how to put it, envision to yourself that you're in a state where you're already under the control of the Creator, and then how would you behave? That's very important, because from this you begin to understand what is your true state right now and what's the gap between the states. And based on that gap, you can already assemble your prayer. The states themselves, even though a person doesn't know exactly, these states will happen to the person, and sooner or later everyone will go through it. Those who have a greater will to receive will receive it later on. Those who have not so great will to receive will receive it earlier. And that's how it will move forward. And we're already arranged in a way that we have a great society, and the Creator takes care of us through that society, and so each and everyone has a chance, not just a chance, but it's certain that each and everyone who is now in the society, through the right alignment between him, the group, and the Creator, he can draw a powerful light that reforms upon himself, that will bring him quite fast, within years, not life cycles, years, the entrance to Lishma, in order to bestow the sensation of the Creator rising above reason, above one's ego. There's many terms to that state. That's it. Baltia 1.
Рав, тут написано все, что в твоих силах, сделай, сделай. Но всегда.
It's written here, do all that you can do. But there's always that feeling that you don't manage to do everything. So you're investing all your efforts in.
That happens to you deliberately to give you room to prayer. Otherwise, why would you need the Creator if you would be able to do it? So then you would just be doing some work, just like any other work in this world, where you have everything in front of you, and you have to understand it, feel it, do it, make an effort, and it's yours. In the spiritual world, in the spiritual work, that's not how it works. Rather, you have to try as much as you can to work on your relation to the friends and the Creator, and come closer to them, and read the materials, the source materials, and after all that, you see that you don't succeed, and then you have room to turn to the Creator. This stage, we don't really understand it because it doesn't exist in our world. And that's the main thing that we're missing in the prayer. And if we were to do the first half of the work, meaning us organizing together and studying and praying, and then reaching the prayer to the Creator, since we can't make the effort on our own to achieve connection and revelation, if we would come right after that to a prayer, or even more, we'd ask the Creator to begin with, to participate with us in each and every detail of our work, then we would come to that faster. But there's none as wise as the experienced one, and we still need to do all the actions and then learn why they don't work. And then it is called the children of Israel sigh from the work, and their cry rises up to God from the work. And in such a way, we can realize it. We achieve the revelation of the Creator that connects us, that arranges us, and then we gather the experience. We become more connected between us, more demanding from Him. And that's how we move forward by the Creator's light. PT 9.
Ravi says here that a person needs to look at this and to see that what's to blame is the evil inclination. He feels this very strongly, the evil. How do you get to that feeling? Because I see that I'm living with it for dozens of years, and I could probably live with it for tens more. How do you get to the feeling that there's something that's sitting on your throat and chokes you? And
it comes. I understand you that it happens very slowly. But that's from due to lack of connection between us. It appears mostly through lack of connection with the friends, because that's where the place for the revelation of the Creator needs to be built. Try to pay attention to that. You can do it.
Woman Internet.
Women Internet.
Argentina.
A question from Argentina. It is written in excerpt number 38, the righteous sees much afflictions. What are the things that a righteous sees?
That he can't justify the Creator. That he cannot justify the Creator. This is, many are the afflictions of the righteous. So if he can't justify the Creator and he complains to the Creator, he asks, then the Creator delivers him out of them all, meaning he gives him help. Yeah.
Moscow 8, it's written, the evil inclination in his body. What is the body that doesn't enable a person to believe the Creator?
The evil inclination. That's the force. We don't have any other force. I created the evil inclination. I created the spice of Torah for it. That's what the Creator says. That's what we need to use. More?
PT 38 and Women Darom. From the excerpt. And then comes the time of salvation. The salvation that the Creator delivering him from the evil inclination, to the extent that from this day forth, the evil inclination will surrender before him and he will not be able to incite him into any transgression. The question, when does this happen that the evil inclination surrenders completely and in a complete way?
We don't know to say how to say that in advance. This is called the Creator's salvation is as the blink of an eye, meaning that salvation, that a person begins to see where he is and where to go next. That happens absent-mindedly. This is also called the coming of the Messiah. It just comes and that's it. Now, don't think that after that there's no work more to do. There is work, but in a different style. That, although it is revealed, on top of the revealed, we'll have to do more actions, which are, how to put it, to hide the Creator. So now we're basically working to reveal the Creator, but when he's revealed, we're going to have to conceal him. This is called working with the screens, making the restriction, screen, and reflected light, and working towards the Creator above all that. But when we'll get there, we'll learn what to do. That's not going to be a problem. Our problem is right now to go through this entrance to the spiritual work. This is the most difficult and misunderstood degree and exhausting stage.
On that topic, Mark 33 are asking, so how not to listen to the evil inclination and to always remember that faith in the Creator is above reason?
We can't cope with the evil inclination. We can only be connected. And as a result, we can succeed only through the connection between us. No one has the strength. Certainly, as individuals, we all lose. We shouldn't even begin. We need to connect and then attack the evil inclination and succeed. There's no problem in doing that. The only problem is connection. All right?
Yes, thank you. Thank you very much.
All right, Owen. 39?
Correct. Rabash says, and excerpt number 39. Because of the striking of the upper light, which strikes that curtain, lights sparkled from them and went through the masach. We can interpret that striking is the thought that strikes a person, trouble him and tire him, and he has thoughts this way and that way. And all of this is because he has a masach. And if he keeps the masach and agrees to walk on the path of the Creator, which is regarded as mind, as scrutiny, when he comprehends and that it is good for him to accept faith above reason, it is considered that he causes an addition of light in the upper degree. For the joy comes specifically through the scrutiny. This means that although he does not really feel the importance of the upper one, the scrutiny is through a masach, which is called an attempt, regarded as concealment. But when he overcomes the masach and sustains it, meaning he does not cancel the masach, this causes joy above. And then the upper one also gives him joy. That is, to the extent that he received the importance of the upper one above reason, that same measure of greatness of the upper one extends to him within reason, not less and not more.
This is what we learn from the Partsuf, that we have Rosh Toch Sof, the screen standing at the Peh of Rosh and reflecting the light, and then comes in contact with the light, in mutual contact. The rejection becomes connection afterwards. And we also know it from how it happens in our world, and that's how we need to learn with regards to spirituality. I would read again.
Once more, 39. Because of the striking of the upper light, which strikes that curtain, light sparkled from them and went through that masach, that screen. We can interpret that striking is the thought that strike a person, trouble him and tire him, and he has thoughts this way and that way. And all of this is because he has a masach. And if he keeps the Masach and agrees to walk on the path of the Creator, which is regarded as mind, as scrutiny, when he scrutinizes that it is good for him to accept faith above reason, this is considered that he causes an addition of light in the upper degree. For the joy comes specifically through the scrutiny. This means that although he does not really feel the importance of the upper one, the scrutiny is through a masach, which is called an attempt and is regarded as concealment. But when he overcomes the masach and sustains it, meaning he does not cancel the masach, this causes joy above. And then the upper one also gives him joy. That is, to the extent that he received the importance of the upper one above reason, that same measure of greatness of the upper one extends to him within reason, not less and not more.
So something really interesting happens here. As much as we don't understand and we don't try to understand, because it's clear to us that it's above us, we can't understand it, but if we accept it by faith above reason, meaning that I'm going to build new vessels, not what I already have, new vessels for what seemingly becomes revealed, but I can't digest it. And these vessels, I want them to be above my mind, above my emotion, in a new way. Then these vessels truly form within me, and through them I begin to recognize the new degree that I'm facing. That's how it works. And by that comes the additional abundance and new scrutinies. It's difficult to explain this in our words and in our mind, because these things happen to a person in new vessels.
Holland. Yes, thank you, Rav. Perhaps you just answered it, but I cannot grasp it in my mind and my heart at once. I'm very triggered about this article, because it says when he is unable to sustain the masach, how can a person do anything here? Because I feel I cannot do anything to sustain anything here. It's like you put in all your powers, but it is not enough.
Let's read again.
Mehamat otahaka'a.
Excerpt 39. Because of the striking of the upper light, which strikes that curtain, lights sparkled from them and went through the masach.
Ze katuf be Talmud Sefirot. Ze katuf.
This is written in the study of tests and the writings of the Ari. Yeah.
We can interpret that the striking is is the thoughts that strike a person, that trouble him and tire him, and he has thoughts this way and that way.
Meaning he can't clarify it, he doesn't know what's going on here, he's perplexed.
And all of this is because he has a masach. And if he keeps the masach and agrees to walk on the path of the Creator,
so whatever happens, I don't veer off the path, I'm not going back, I'm willing to keep going forward, even in a way that I don't know.
And this is considered mind, and scrutiny when he scrutinizes that it is worthwhile for him to accept faith above reason. It is considered that he causes an addition of light in the upper degree, for the joy comes specifically through the scrutiny.
Through his lack, he awakens the upper degree. And from there comes additional lights and scrutinies.
This means that although he does not really feel the importance of the upper one, the scrutiny is through a masach, which is called an attempt, which is regarded as concealment. But when he overcomes the masach and sustains it, meaning he does not cancel the masach,
doesn't cancel the concealment, only begins to look anew at his own state.
This causes joy above. And then the upper one also gives him joy. That is, to the extent that he received the importance of the upper one above reason, that same measure of greatness of the upper one extends to him within reason. Not less and not more.
Okay. Let's start from Belarus.
Rav, скажите, что это за экран, который есть у человека, по которому...
What is that screen, the masach, that a person has upon which these different thoughts beat? Faith above reason, attempt, concealment, what are all those?
We'll clarify that after we clarify other things. Let's first reach a state where we go to a direct solution. And we'll leave that question to the end. Italy 4.
Rav, buongiorno.
Good morning, Rav. Rav, question from the friend who is translating. Kis is asking, if I pray for the friends, how can I be saved from the Creator?
Lenatzel?
To be saved? With regards to the Creator, to be saved by the Creator or to defeat the Creator?
I think he's relating to the previous verse, and he shall save us from all the Creator.
Oh, so it's not with regards to the Creator, it's with regards to all the troubles, problems, hurdles on the path that the Creator puts before us. Okay, so the question is what?
Gigi, shuvpam, tishal ta shela.
Ask again, Gigi.
L'amico dice...
Okay, the friends is asking, if I pray for the friends, how can I be saved?
It
says, one who prays for the friends is awarded first. If you replace your desire with their desire, you raise yourself to a higher degree. That's how we rise from one degree to the next. What's the difference between the degrees? In the present degree, I feel my desire. If I want to rise to a higher degree, I have to connect with the desire of the ten. When I connect with them, then what causes that is all kinds of actions by the light that reforms, by the light that makes the action itself, and then I have realized the degree. Once I've completed this degree, I begin to receive a higher illumination, and I do the same thing towards that. And that's what I do between the states again and again. I feel on my own, and then there's a state where I need to feel with that I'm inside the group. And the more I make those attempts from myself to the group, from myself to the group, that's how I keep raising myself. This is called spiritual ascent. That what seemed to me before as the group becomes my desire, my feeling, my goals. And that's how I rise from one state to the next, from one degree to the next. That's what I have. This is the ascent. French.
Bonjour Rav et bonjour Kiyod Ami.
Hello Rav, hello World Kli.
De l'écran ou juste dans la foi au-dessus de la raison. Est-ce que chaque fois qu'un degré d'avyut se purifie, c'est en raison de la foi au-dessus de la raison?
Exactly is the role of the screen in Faith Above Reason. Is it because each time the degree of coarseness is purified, we get Faith Above Reason?
The role of the masach screen is a kli. The more the screen works on my desires to receive, connecting all my desires with the desires of the friends, that's what the masach, the screen, is built from.
Kiev 1. Да, дорогой Рав, вот здесь по отрывку написано, что...
Yes, dear Rav, here in the excerpt it's written
света, и дальше он пишет,
that the beating of the upper light, he says that this beating is the thoughts that beat in the state of a person. What are they beating? In the state of faith above reason? Or?
Well, perhaps already yes, but maybe not. In our connection between us, where each one is influenced by the environment, and through these beatings between us, new vessels are formed. This is how it happens.
А тут по отрывку получается, что эти мысли это как будто бы света.
Here, according to the excerpt, it turns out that these thoughts are lights. So what we need to strengthen that state of a faith of a reason?
Шир, בבקשה.
Song, please.
Только между нами сможем почувствовать один. Si tu es dans l'océan tout seul, ce n'est pas. If you have a dream alone, it's not. Давай объединим весь мир и почувствуем один. Wir sind deine große Familie. Si tu chantes à la lune tout seul, ce n'est pas un. If you sail in the ocean alone, it's not one. Когда все вместе
Yes, Oren. What is to agree to go on the way and the path of the Creator?
That I accept without any preconditions on my part all that happens. And I want to see myself agreeing with the states I'm going through. Everything. There's just one thing I demand in each and every state, to be in agreement. So I only want one thing, correcting my will to receive, which always criticizes all the states I'm going through, and I want this criticism to continue. But I'm with the Creator in everything that I'm going through, despite the criticism from the evil inclination, which was deliberately designed by the Creator to criticize what I have, to always bring up doubts and disappointments, meaning both in the mind and in the heart. It puts me against what I'm going through. And I only want one thing to happen, that all of these things will go through me and happen as much as needed, the more the better. I understand I need it in order to achieve complete agreement with the Creator. And that's what I need to do, meaning in each and every state, after all, to be in complete agreement with the Creator, that there's none else besides Him. That's where everything comes from me, to me from, and I agree with what He sends to me, meaning that my will to receive undergoes such corrections, that above the will to receive, I'm going towards adhesion with the Creator. In contrast to myself and in adhesion with the Creator. And that's how we move to faith above reason. Okay? All right, Turkey 2.
Good morning, dear Rav and friends. A question from our 10. How will I know that I am on the path of Creator? How can I check myself about it?
If you are connected with the friends and you're going with them to agree with the leadership of the Creator, so together you want to embrace the Creator's leadership with open hearts as much as you can. Of course, that it's always a matter of degrees, meaning there's a certain level each time, but you understand it and you're going for it, and that means that you're advancing on the path towards the Creator. Our whole work is in faith above reason. Our whole work is to replace our vessels of reception with vessels of bestowal. So we build the vessels of bestowal on top of the vessels of reception. Everything is built on top of the will to receive. Turkey 4.
Thank you, Rao. Question from a friend. Are we going to build Masah as a 10 or individually?
Basically, it ends up being a shared screen of the 10, a common screen. On the other hand, there's also an individual screen. So it's like the Potsuf, that is built from 10 parts, and each and every part needs to overcome its individual will to receive so as to connect with the others. Then there is an incorporation of each part with all the other parts across all the 10 parts of the Paltzuf, and as a result, each one acquires its own incorporation, because I can't come out of my will to receive. Each one is in his own. But we're incorporated in such a way that as a result of the incorporation, we each have our individual will to receive and also the incorporation with the others. And that provides us with the purity and coarseness in the Paltzuf with which we can reveal the Creator. Through the coarseness, we have the attraction force, let's say, in the Paltzuf. And by the Zakut, we have the rejection force. And by the two, we can identify the action of the Creator. And that is how we build his image within us.
Moscow 1.
All right, Moscow 1.
Экран, который по отношению к высшему, который человек...
The screen, the masach, relative to the upper one, where a person supports it. Is it felt between me and the friends? Is it between the 10 and the general kli, or where is it felt?
We build the screen together in our 10 in order to depict the Creator. We build the connection. The Masach is the connecting force between us and the Creator. It's built upon aviyut, attraction, and rejection. And these two forces need to be weighed against each other.
Kabu 7.
All right, Kabu 7.
Yes, thank you, Rav. In the text it says, overcome and sustain it. What is sustain it in the text?
That I don't go down from it. I remain in the same form of overcoming, and then I keep moving on and advancing. All right, Carmiel.
Thank you, Rav. It's written here many times about this scrutinies. How do we do that scrutiny? Is it a personal scrutiny? Is it a scrutiny in the 10? What are we telling each other? What's right? What's wrong? How do we even decide in the end on this scrutiny? If you can explain.
The scrutiny actually happens in a simple way. This is called faith above reason. We have to prefer the force of bestowal over the force of reception, the force of connection over that of separation, the force of the group over man's individual force in the mind and heart. And that's how we build what is called faith above reason. The quality of Bina on top of the quality of Malchut. These things come as a result of efforts. And a person begins to feel that it comes and goes, it comes and goes, until it settles in him and he begins to acquire this state. He begins to understand it, hold it, work with it.
No.
Is it my personal scrutiny between me and myself or inside the ten? How do we do such a scrutiny where we put also this attractive force, also rejective force, one next to the other?
At first, we want to do it as if it's my personal thing. But later, we see that we can't do this in a personal way, in a complete way, but we lack this actual connection between us. Because the power of Bina doesn't exist in each individual. It exists above us. When we want to connect between us, we build that force of Bina. And that's why Bina is referred to as the upper world or the next world, Baltia 4.
Раф, это вид экран не является этим.
Раф, this kind of screen.
Продуктом, что разум не хочет.
Is it a product of the mind not wanting to accept or to receive?
Как бы отталкивает разумом.
Good feelings, meaning it rejects mentally, or is it not a result of the mind?
No. The screen is a result of man's overcoming over his will to receive, both in knowing and feeling. Rehovot.
Thank you, Rav. I'm alive, and I also feel like my friends are alive, thinking that we have to work on the screen. Here, all of a sudden, he writes as if it exists. So I'm confused. What is correct here?
Read a few times, and maybe you'll find it between you. PT 10.
I want to continue Oren's question that asked, what does it mean to agree to go on the path of the Creator? Where you said that all that I want is to receive all that the Creator sends, and that the will to receive will continue to do scrutiny, but I accept everything that the Creator gives and just ask to receive it. So my question is, all our life, every day, a person is given states that he has to decide something and to go against something that life is giving him. Let's say what we decide in the ten, what each friend goes through in his life, and as such. It's demanded of a person to go actually against what is brought to him, not to agree with what he's given. So here I didn't understand your answer maybe, if you can maybe explain that.
I also don't know how to explain. You see how difficult it is for all the Kabbalists to explain the spiritual in words and language that is corporeal. That's the whole issue with the wisdom of Kabbalah. It's called the wisdom of the concealed or the hidden wisdom. And so there's nothing you can do here. The whole counsel, the advice is do all of these different forms of connection between you, advance against the desire, do all kinds of actions against her desire, and then you'll find where you are in the desire, against the desire, and between those states, you will begin to feel what is faith above reason. And every time it will evade you, and you'll want to get it again, and you'll start searching for it from nothing, time and again. That's the work. Until all of those things will happen to you, will be in you constantly. But also that constant form is not so constant. You will see that it keeps going up and down to all the way to very high degrees. That's how it's called. This is called 1,000 times the righteous will fall and rise. And when he rises from literally zero. It's a completely new degree.
Is this speaking all about the relations and connection or all together life in general?
I don't know what do you mean in life in general. What with family, humanity?
Let's say I look at you. You're my teacher for all the years that I'm here in front of you. I see that every day you start and you're battling with all of life. You don't agree with anything, not to this, not to that. And it's like there's not a moment of rest. You're just demanding of yourself and from us and from the whole world glee things that are for advancement. And I'm looking. And this is called to agree or to disagree. Where's the agreement? Where's the disagreement? Where's the effort in that case? And maybe I'm not grasping correctly the matter.
The exertion is to start every day anew, as it says, and to accept the burdening of the heart as important, as a gift, and thank the Creator for that and not demand anything more than that. Not success or reward of some sort, but only that the Creator will renew the will to receive from me each and every day and give me the opportunity to cope with it all the way to make connection with the Creator. That's it. Yes, Owen?
I'll continue, Marek. It's like there are two concepts here that are felt as opposite, if you can maybe arrange them. One is agreement with all that comes, and the other is resistance and overcoming.
Yeah.
When are we in a line of agreement? When are we in the line of disagreement?
We need to connect them. We don't need to be in either this or that. We ultimately need to bring them together. I want to connect with all the disturbances and be above them. This is the state that we want to achieve.
So what do I agree and...
I agree with everything I'm receiving.
And what do I resist?
I resist to remain in that. I want to reach a state where I justify the Creator. That's first. Justifying the Creator for what I receive from Him in each moment, and even the lowliest, most ignoble state, I agree with it in heart and soul, and I don't demand anything more. Don't demand anything more. I received it, yes, from the Creator for certain. Now, is it good or bad? It can't be bad. It's good, but I don't really understand or feel that it's good. Okay? But it's good. And now I need to correct myself so that in the present state I feel that I am corrected and good.
Is that agreement?
Yes, but it's agreement that I make by force after making efforts.
So inside the agreement there's overcoming and resistance?
Yes.
What am I overcoming and what am I resisting?
Myself. That I feel this state as bad, and I feel bad, and I need to reach the opposite state. This is called the darkness shines as light. It means that I am justifying the Creator for each and every state that He gives me. Okay.
As
good. So Haifa 3.
Hello, dear Rav. I have a few questions I wanted to ask you. How do we build a masach? And there's a feeling like inside the 10, it's good. I miss my friends all the time and participating in the lessons all the time. And when I'm in the world without the ten, it's not good for me. How is that? Is that okay, that kind of work?
Yeah, just continue and don't escape and don't run away. Otherwise, your questions are questions of a complete beginner. Kiev 2.
Yes, dear Rav, we talk now about overcoming, about the fact that we need in every state to bring everything to the upper providence where the Creator is sending us these states. It turns out that it's possible to do this faster. I really come to the place of the providence of the Creator, that's His governance, and I just have to take it into my hands and to see it. But sometimes it takes a long time to get to it. And for a long time I'm under the influence of my egoistic point of view. What does it depend upon, and how can we hasten this process? Sometimes I'm even ashamed. My partner reminds me this about this. I myself can't remember that it's from the Creator and that He's doing that all.
Our whole problem is that we want to solve these things on our own and instead of together. Each one on his own with the Creator. But needs to be the group with the Creator, and that's why we don't succeed. That is why we fail. Try to follow what is written and you see that it works and works well. And our whole failure is that we don't heed this rule of doing it together, doing these actions together and not on our own.
Florida. Thank you, Rav. I'm not sure exactly how to ask this question correctly. This masach that is described, is it that we build it, or is it that it's already built in full accord and we are building in our vessel the means to utilize it?
We build the masach through our efforts and the light that reforms. The masach is the result of both.
So
understood? Yeah. No.
Why is it that I get the feeling when hearing different sages' writings that what they're trying to describe to us are feelings and sensations, but no language can truly relate that?
I don't understand your question. I don't understand. Okay. Who else do we have? Well, PT20. Okay.
Написано, что выяснение важности высшего при помощи экрана, который называется опытом. И вот как при помощи...
It's written the scrutiny of the importance of the Creator is through the screen of the attempt. So how through the attempt to do scrutinies around the upper?
Написано, что выяснение важности высшего при помощи экрана, который называется...
Again, it's written that the scrutiny of the importance of the upper one is done through the screen, which is called attempt. So how through the attempt will we make such a scrutiny?
That's according to how much you want to attain something and you can't. This teaches you how to treat the upper one, how to relate to the upper one. Baltia 2.
Open your microphone and ask again, please. We can't hear you. Go out and come back into the system and put your question mark again. Let's move to another question, Mimal.
So next question is Latin 1.
Thank you, Rav. in this effort together, where you said that we have to do together, can we invite the friends to do a certain exercise together when we are trying to hold on to this state, even though I feel within me that not all the friends can be together, and maybe some will feel that they're being pressured or doing something strange, but maybe we can do some kind of exercise together in order to hold ourselves together, connected during the day or even during the lesson?
Yes.
You should try.
UK too.
UK too.
I'll continue that question maybe. What's the difference between the masachim, the different screens? The one that is attempted and the one that is sustained. Is it two different screens? We build one screen and then we replace it, or we build a screen and then we strengthen it?
Yes.
There's many kinds of screens, and we can learn about them, but we haven't yet achieved them. So this is in test part 4. That's where it discusses all the different kinds of screens. Actually, not all of them. There's many more. But he gives an example of several types of screens. Yeah. Now, what does it mean? Just like you have desires, different desires in shape and quantity and size and character, similarly you have screens. PT-35.
Thank you very much, Rav. You said that going in the path of the Creator is to be with an open heart. What is to be an open heart in the 10? How do we do that?
It's that our desires and thoughts and intentions are together, and we have no difference between us, but to unify them, that means being in an open heart. Everything that belongs to spirituality in each and every one, we want to bring these desires, these intentions, these tendencies together, these passions, all that we have. We want to bring that together in order to direct that to the Creator.
That's the actual scrutiny through which we ask for the most prayers, or?
That is, yes, that's the result of the right prayer. It's hard for us to advance, I see. Let's go to the internet questions.
Good morning. Questions from the men. There were several questions about the scrutiny. How does the scrutiny add light or joy?
Specifically through the scrutiny, we intensify the kli, and from that we intensify the light and joy and so on. Next.
From Latin, Miguel is asking, how should we agree with all the Creator sends us when we see that this reality does not exist, but hurts?
Didn't understand the question.
I'll read it again. How should we agree with all that the Creator sends us while we feel that reality is hurtful on one hand, and on the other hand, doesn't exist?
What does it mean, painful and doesn't exist? I don't understand. If it's painful, then it exists. It's just unclear what causes the pain. How does it invite pain in me? How do I respond to that? That's the work. But the beginning of the connection is there. It's like, say, when we search above reason, what are we searching? We're searching for our contact with the Creator, which He's on the level of Bina, we're on the level of Malchut. How can we connect to Him? In heart and mind. That's it. We only have two channels. Most importantly is the emotion. The mind should help us move from one emotion to the next, from one to the next. That's done by the mind. So we have to search, because the Creator is called the hiding God. How do we find Him? How do we attract Him to us or raise ourselves to us? That's the problem.
Mita 5, they're asking, is the building of the screen apart or in the 10?
Now, if we want to talk about it spiritually, ultimately it needs to be in the 10. But at least to try to do it on your own. And then we'll see that we have to connect.
Last question from Mach Israel. Can we justify the Creator in the greatest blows, or is it only in faith above reason?
No, we need to justify the Creator in everything we're going through. How do we go through it? It doesn't matter. I have to be adhered to Him in every state, regardless of how I feel. Because whether I feel it in the good inclination, the bad inclination, the level of my correction or corruption, what's important for me is always to be in dvikut, to be above reason.
Tel Aviv 4.
Thank you, Rav. Good morning. Where is the personal work of a person in overcoming in faith above reason? How does that connect with the work with the, towards the friends?
When we start working in spirituality above reason, in somewhat rising above our what we feel, we begin to see that truly rising above our ego, we don't have any other means but being connected with the friends. And then I see the friends as a means, as a lever, and also as the goal, the kli where I receive the result, the outcome.
Am I connected with the friends only above reason?
Yes, in truth, of course. Within reason, I can't come out of myself.
So what I'm trying to understand is where is the personal overcoming connected with... How can I know that I'm actually in overcoming and together with the friends in that? That I'm not doing it alone.
To the extent that you try to be in bestowal, you discover the mistakes or the fine-tuning you need to do, and you'll see how you can do it. All right. Okay, we will go to Women Internet.
A question from Moscow about excerpt 39. What does it mean to cancel or not cancel the screen, or to sustain or not keep the masach?
The masach connects between us and between us to the Creator. The screen is a force of resistance to our ego, so that above the mutual rejection between us, we build connections between us. And from the connections between us, we build connections with the Creator. And this is how it works. Next.
from the U.S. What process does a person go through to agree that everything came from the Creator? Is that a gradual process?
It's a gradual process, and in each and every state, we have the same thing. Disagreement, our stubbornness, this clash, and so on, until we agree, and then we make a request to connect, to scrutinize, and gratitude.
PT 38. How does a Kabbalist always know what the path of the Creator is? What protects us from mistakes with all these scrutinies?
Not exactly what you said yourself. The Kabbalist scrutinizes those things from all kinds of thoughts and scrutinies that he discovers, and he doesn't know. He can't tell. He's always in new degrees, perplexed. It's always for him, and it's always for him, everything is doubtful. But to rise above the doubt means to rise in faith above reason. It's not within his reason. It's not the wise who learns, but only the one who can rise above his will to receive to be now.
From Russia 6, what does it mean that the attempts are concealment? What should I conceal upon my experience?
Experience awakens me to continue above reason, to connect above the rejection, to accept the group's opinion above my own, and in this way to try and come to a spiritual outcome. As it's written, I dwell among my people.
Mach 3, what is the right attitude towards the fulfillment when it clothes in the force of bestowal but still gives place for faith?
Again?
What's the right attitude for the fulfillment so it will clothe in the force of bestowal but still leave us place for faith?
The correct attitude to the fulfillment should be that I accept this fulfillment in the force of bestowal, so I could bestow contentment to the Creator, to delight the Creator in that. And the result of the fulfillment is that I don't fill myself, but I fill my desire to delight the Creator. And this is the source of my pleasure. And this is the correct pleasure spiritually.
From Hebrew, what part above reason depends on a person and what part on the Creator?
Person needs to accept everything that's revealed to him, in him and in his group, to know how to arrange those things, to participate with his vessels,
and
in this way to see where lies a true advancement, which needs to be above reason, above his will to receive, inside the connection with everyone, and so on and so forth. Meaning, try to detect it as clearly as possible. I'm talking about those first steps by which we're trying to enter into faith above reason.
Latin 12, are my friends my screen?
No, my friends are not my screen. We're not even talking about friends in general, but certain discernments that we receive from the society, and I think that's enough for us. Let's go to the next part of the lesson.
The preface?
Or
the article Body and Soul.
Maybe Body and Soul a little bit. 20 minutes. And then preface.
So, transition.